USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. More checks and balances in D.C. as House Republican Oversight Committee Chair James Comer reportedly starts the ball rolling on a contempt of Congress case against the current head of the FBI.
The FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee, and we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday.
Comer believes the documents at issue might show evidence of President Biden making lucrative deals with a foreign national. Biden and the White House have denied all claims against him. At the same time Monday, lawyers for former President Trump met with Justice Department officials and Special Counsel Jack Smith. The meeting in D.C. comes as Smith's investigation into Trump's alleged mishandling of classified documents is said to be nearing an end. Federal investigators are working to determine what caused the deadly crash of the plane intercepted by U.S. fighter jets over the Washington, D.C. area Sunday. Four people aboard were all killed in the crash, while the pilot was incapacitated earlier. Investigators still wonder how that happened. The Saudi Arabian government says it will cut oil production this summer, which will likely push gas prices higher in the U.S. That breaks an earlier pledge by OPEC nations not to cut production before the end of the year. NASCAR is facing a backlash from fans during Pride Month.
All because NASCAR tweeted a photo supporting the LGBTQ community. Stephen Rhodes, who happens to be the first openly gay NASCAR driver, said in an interview with Queen City News, "Sure, some fans may be leaving, but I can assure you that there are just as many new fans coming in." I'm John Schaefer.
Wall Street's closing lower to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 199 points. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The bodies of all three unaccounted-for men in the Iowa apartment building collapse have been found. Davenport Chief of Police Jeff Bladel says they have now recovered all the victims.
On Sunday, June 4th, victim recovered as Ryan Hitchcock, and on Monday, June 5th, 2023, a victim was recovered as Daniel Prien.
The city says the remains of Brandon Colvin Sr. were recovered Saturday. Investigators still have not said why the building collapsed. The House Foreign Affairs Committee will be able to view a classified cable on the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Republican chairman to the panel, Michael McCaul of Texas, announced today Secretary of State Antony Blinken agreed to give lawmakers access to the Dissent Channel cable. McCaul in March subpoenaed Blinken for access to a document written by U.S. diplomats in Kabul criticizing the administration's plans to withdraw troops in 2021 and had threatened to hold Blinken in contempt if he failed to provide the document. McCaul sees the cable as important to understand why the Biden administration failed to anticipate the rapid takeover of the country by the Taliban. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A former FBI agent that was convicted of spying for Russia is dead. According to multiple sources, Robert Hansen was found dead in his prison cell Monday morning in Colorado. They initiated life-saving measures until he was pronounced dead by outside medical personnel. Hansen was arrested in 2001 and pleaded guilty to selling classified material to the Soviet Union and eventually Russia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.